All right, we are back for another Yeti Question of the Week episode. These are a lot of fun. So this is where we answer questions that come in via the email newsletter. So the Never Zero email newsletter that you can sign up with the link in the show notes. We look at all the questions that we get there. And if we pick yours to answer, you get a free Yeti water bottle. So it's a win-win. So again, just really quick, the steps for us to get your question and answer it live on the podcast is to subscribe to the newsletter first. You can find the link in the podcast show notes. Reply to any of those emails with your question, and then we'll reach out to you with an email if we pick your question to send you a water bottle. But with that, I think we have, it's a good question, man. This could probably be its own like super long podcast, but we'll try and, you know, keep these a little bit brief. So the question is how to stay hard and train hard being a stay-at-home dad. My wife brings home the most money right now due to our current season in life. I'm a full-time student in college, and I'll be applying to PT school this time next year. I don't feel super manly all the time because I do take care of our two girls while my wife works, and I've contemplated not finishing school to do firefighting or police work because that seems more manly and I would be the sole provider. So again, that's a little bit of context, but the question is how to stay hard and train hard being a stay-at-home dad.
Dude, that's a great question.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there. I think the first place to preface this is that we have not been in that experience. And so I will share my perspective, but I have not been in that situation. So I don't want to make it seem like I understand the full dynamics there because I have not ever been in that exact same position. That being said, I think as a man, inherently, there's something that you want to be able to find purpose. And I think that purpose many generations ago came from putting food on the table and creating shelter and doing all that kind of stuff. Like this is many years ago. As things have evolved, men's role in the house has evolved with it, right? And that purpose has changed. And for some men, it's actually left. It's gone. They don't know what their purpose is anymore because they no longer need to go hunt for food or go do these different things. It's not the same. And I think it's important to note that if a woman wants to be the sole provider for a house, hell yeah, rock and roll. If a woman wants to, you know, find financial freedom and do all these different things, like, dude, I'm all for that. I think that's great. At the same time, we need to recognize that there is two people in the household and there's a dynamic that's created. And I think that's important to note. And I think the first thing you got to do as a guy is, you know, check your ego and detach. So like, if we're talking about detaching from your ego, your emotion, your perspective in this particular situation, is it your ego that's getting in the way that, you know, that you feel this certain way? Because maybe, right, like maybe this is the best option for your family. Maybe there is a lot of fulfillment that you can be a stay-at-home dad and you could be doing these things. And I think you need to find out, like, is this your ego talking or is this really the way you feel? I think it's the first thing you got to think about is like, I think you have to get that question answered and finding fulfillment in more things than just providing financially. Because just because you might not be providing financially doesn't mean you're not providing for the family and finding purpose. As a husband and as a dad, you could be providing experiences for your kids. You could be the best dad in the world. You could be the best husband. And you could be providing way more than maybe some guys who are out there making a bunch of money, but they're not fulfilling the other purposes that they're really there for, being a great husband and being a great dad. So I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I don't think just because you're not making a bunch of money doesn't mean you can't be great and find purpose. I think that's really important. But if it's calling to you and if you're feeling like down, I think you need to communicate with your spouse. I think you need to sit there and sit down and say, hey, this is the way I'm feeling, right? How can we find a way for me not to feel this way? And I think that's the first step is communicating with your spouse, letting them know. So you don't just one day say, hey, I'm going to quit PT school and go be a firefighter. It's like, whoa. Like we haven't even talked about this. So I think it's communicating with your spouse and recognizing to detach from your ego and that you are more than just making money. You are more than like being a man doesn't mean your job. That's not being a man. Being a man is so much more than that. It is your job, but it's also how you show up for others in your community, how you show up for your kids and how you show up for your wife. That's being a good man, you know? And so that's not, it's not as simple as just like my job makes me a man. Does that help, Gabe? Is that kind of a good start?
Dude, I think that was powerful. There's a lot of different ways to take this kind of conversation and question, but I think you hit the nail on the head in that like, it comes down to communication and also not being so caught up in what these traditional definitions are of being a man and being a protector and a provider, because you can be all of those things in the current situation that you're in now, 100%.
100%.
And that being said, I do completely empathize with the feeling of, and I don't know if I would even say like not being super manly or feeling insufficient if you're not, you know, if you're the man in the relationship and you're not providing. Like, I do empathize with that, because to be 100% honest, like I wouldn't want that. Like, I would be uncomfortable or feel insufficient in some ways if given the circumstances, that would be the situation that I would be in. But I think that if that were the case, to your point, that needs to be a conversation that needs to be had, because it could be that, you know, your spouse, your partner wants to be the provider. Like, that's something that's fulfilling for them. And then it needs to be a little bit of give and take. You know, I had the conversation with Ariel once, you know, her maternity leave was up and we were deciding, like, does she go back to work? Like, is that something that's important to me, important to her? Or does she just want to be mom? And she wanted to be, but there was a conversation there, because there wasn't the assumption that because she's the mom, that's the role that she has to step into. Like, if she had, you know, career ambitions and wants to, like, we would make it work. If that means, you know, me finding, you know, more time to be involved with our kid and whatever. But it all starts with a conversation. It all starts with me understanding what role in this family she wants to lean into, and also me being very honest about the role in this family that I want to lean into, and being able to, like, separate those and figure out, like, okay, are we covering all our bases and everything our family needs? But I can't emphasize enough how powerful and true what you said, which is, you know, like, whether you're the provider or not doesn't mean that you're, you know, enough of a man in terms of, like, being a good dad, a good husband, like all of those things. Like, you can be all of those things in a way that someone that's bringing home all the money isn't, if you're intentional about being a parent, if you're intentional about being a husband, if you're supportive, if you're doing all those things. Like, those things are so much more important than potentially, you know, filling this stereotypical, typical role of, like, yeah, like, I'm the one that is the breadwinner for the family. I get why that's something that might feel like innate, like I should be doing that. And then the last thing I'll add is just make sure that, you know, if you're considering firefighting or police work, like, make sure that that's not something because, quote unquote, it seems more manly, but like go ahead and do that. If that fires you up, if that's like a calling to you, go for it. But if it's just like a thing that you're checking off the box because, you know, quote unquote, it would make you feel more manly, I think that that could potentially lead to resentment down the line, just not being happy and more problems than what it's potentially solving. But I really appreciate the question, man. And I appreciate the fact that, like, people are sharing stuff that honestly is, like, probably a little deep and uncomfortable. You know, it's not just like, you know, what can I do to build a bigger chest? Like, I don't want to answer those questions. Those are stupid. Not stupid, but you know what I mean? They're like, they're superficial and simple. Like, I really appreciate that we can have these types of conversations and we're getting these types of questions, because while I'm so far from having it all figured out, I hope that some of what we talk about in our perspectives can help people with what is honestly, like, really tough situations.
Yeah. I think just to kind of close the loop on this, communication to your spouse is so important, and recognizing what their needs and wants are is critical. You know, my wife and I met when we were 15. Over the years, we've evolved, we've changed. But if we don't have sit downs and communicate, how are we ever going to know, like, what brings them fulfillment? What is their passion? What is their purpose? What is their why? And I'll tell you what, I don't care how much money you make. It doesn't matter. If you're not showing up there for your kids and for your wife, and if you're not listening and hearing what they have to say about what fulfills them, dude, it's a dead end road. Like, I don't care how much money you make, because you can only provide so many things before eventually it just becomes this hollow relationship that they're not getting fulfillment from, and it's going to end. And so you need to figure out, like, what provides them fulfillment, and then work together to mutually grow towards that end state goal. And if they want to stay at home, great. If they want to go work, awesome. But if you try and hold them back from working, or if you try and push them to stay at home and vice versa, it'll never work because eventually resentment will build up. So you need to listen, communicate, create a plan, and then go execute on it. And the final piece on that is I know a lot of really rich people, a lot of really rich people. And the ones that are the most manly to me, most manly. I know a lot of guys. Some are rich. Some are okay. Some have more money. Some have less. I don't judge a man and how manly he is by how much money he makes. I judge a man by how he shows up for others and how he shows up for his family and the character he has behind him. And if pursuing more money provides them, you know, allows him to show up better for everybody else around him while still doing all these things, great. But if he decides to take a different path, he could still show up as the manliest man in the room, even if he isn't the guy with the Rolex on, because he's doing all these other things that I look up to. You know, a buddy of mine, his funeral's tomorrow, and he was a police officer. Did he make the most amount of money out of anybody I know? No, I know that. But he embodied all the characteristics of a true man far more than many guys that I know that make 10 times the amount of money as him. So just think about that when you're reflecting on the purpose, right? What is my why? What's my purpose? It can't just be money driven. It needs to be some bigger reason. And communicating with your wife, I think, is the most important component, because then you can create a plan that you both have buy-in on. It's not your decision. It's not her decision. It's a mutual decision. Because if it's yours or hers, eventually resentment will build up. So I really appreciate these type of questions. If you guys got more of these, Lane, just send them in. Send them in. Check out the podcast show notes, because we're here to answer based on our vantage point, which again is different than other people's, but we're just sharing our perspective on it.
Got nothing to add.
Let's go.